On the 6th of October, my class and I went to Glencore Outdoor Centre for 1 week residential trip. We were waiting for the bus with all our heavy luggage. Suddenly we could see the bus slowly coming to us from a distance. When it got to us, the bus made a very squeaky stop. On the bus, I sat beside Rebecca, my best friend. I was at the window side so I could look out and see the lovely sights. At first, all I could see and hear was loud cars and buses and shops, buildings and houses. After a long time, we started seeing beautiful hills with long, lush green grass and flowers. Then I could see what I thought was snow at the top of a mountain. Then I shivered, feeling a bit cold myself. I imagined being at the top of that mountain in the cold, icy snow. The next thing I saw was a herd of sheep with lovely little lambs. They were adorable, snuggling next to their mums to try and keep warm. It was very cute. Suddenly I thought of my own mum and how she was getting on. Suddenly the bus stopped. It was toilet break. Sarah, Rebecca and I were relieved to know that after a long time, no, long, long time, we could go for the toilet. Unfortunately, we had to wait for the people at the front to go first. Eventually, we could go to the toilet. When I had finished, I felt much better. Then we all got on the coach and the bus set off. Although I felt very giddy, I was curious to find out what was outside, so I carried on looking. Without knowing it, I fell asleep. When I woke up, we were there, at Glencore. It looked like a big cottage. Okay, it looked very small, but it was actually really big inside. When I got in, I went straight up to my room. It was number 6, and it was one of the smallest rooms in the whole outdoor centre, but I didn't mind. At least I was with my friend Rebecca. Climbing. My first activity, climbing. I was excited. I loved climbing so much. Whenever I could, I would climb. I was addicted to climbing. And today, I was doing climbing. We went in the minibus to get there. On the journey, I felt really sick. I closed my eyes and tried to go to sleep. When we got there, my instructor Megan told us the climbing centre was called the Ice Factory. I wondered why it was called that. Surely they don't make ice in there, do they? When we got in, Megan and Colin, another instructor, gave us a little tour of the place. Then, to my amazement, they showed us an ice climbing frame. It was awesome. Then I saw someone go in. They were wearing special shoes with spiky bits on the end of them. But now we were going to climb. First we climbed on the bouldering wall. It was a climbing frame without harnesses. There was a bouncy floor so that if you fall, it won't hurt yourself. I found it fun, but the real fun had not begun. The real fun was when we moved on to the climbing with harnesses. As I was in a group with Colin, Kira, Sinead and me. When Colin asked who wanted to go first, I put my hand up and said me, but he on purpose chose someone else and left me till last. When it finally was my turn, I grinned head to toe. Then Colin said, "Oh no," when it was my turn. When I finally got to climb, I was climbing mad. It was so fun. I almost made it to the top, but then I looked down. I saw how high I was. I could not go any further. I shouted down to tell them I wanted down. So what I did was lean back and slowly they let me down. It was amazing. The next time I did it was on a flat wall, which was harder, but I whizzed up it like a monkey. I felt so happy when I got to the top, and there was a good view from there. When I came down, Kieran and Sinead said well done for getting to the top. The last climb I did was harder, but I managed to get to the top on that one too. Then it was time to leave. On the way out, I saw a cafe, and I could see cake and buns in there. I really wanted one. It looked so yummy. I could already taste it in my mouth, but we could not get it. When we got back, we had free time, and I went to see the dog, which was called Inca, a big, black, fluffy and friendly dog. After free time, we had supper. It was shortbread and juice.